Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
So the funny thing about that CeeDee Lamb story is that apparently someone close to Lamb said, it's an insult to say that CeeDee doesn't know how to hold his liquor. They didn't deny that he was out way too late. They were just offended that you would imply he would actually throw up.
That's when you tell your friends to shut the hell up.
Right, exactly.
It's an insult to say he can't handle his liquor.
That's what
he was out after curfew drinking when he should have been in his room.
Yeah,
but
no,
you can't say he can't handle his liquor.
Yeah, no, they just said they were out having dinner, that's all. Just a late dinner that stretched to 7 in the morning.
Yeah, so when you're throwing up that late, you're not in for your where you're supposed to be. So.
Yeah. When was the last time you couldn't hold it and you threw up from drinking?
I think I might have been college.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I lost it on a radio station trip to Cancun in 2016. Ooh. In fact, not only did
Cancun, you know.
Oh,
a lot of things
yeah.
happened in Cancun.
Oh, yeah. It was like the last night, and it was just too. No, no. Hold on. I forgot one prominent puking. I puked into a bed of mulch at the radio station in Milwaukee after the Bucks won the championship in July of 2021.
Wow.
Yes, because we were at this bar downtown in the Deer District, and the only way you could get a table there to be part of the atmosphere was to get unlimited food and drink or a certain number that you could hardly reach, like $500 or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So sure enough, with a target of, well, we still have more left on our tab, the drinks kept coming and the drinks kept coming. And by the time the night was over, Giannis had a 50 burger. They had won the championship. The whole city was crazy. I was way overserved. We were going to be on the air the next morning. I slept on the couch at the station, but before hitting the couch, I went outside and put one down in the mulch. And I had the presence of mind, B. Mitch, to take a photo of it.
Wow.
I'm like, this is championship puke. I left all of this fandom, this championship fandom, in the mulch tonight. So I took a picture. I, of course,
sometimes it's better out than in, though.
Of course. It felt much better afterwards.
Yeah.
So I took a photo. I posted it to Twitter, of course, because that's what guys do. And my lovely wife said, would you please take that down? And I'm like,
you posted it?
Yes, I posted my puke because it was championship puke. And then somebody photoshopped it with like a border around it that looked like a top souvenir card.
Wow.
It was like 2021 Bucks championship. And there's the puke in the mulch. So that was the last time I puked due to alcohol. You go back to high school. CeeDee Lamb goes back to Monday. Walker, when was the last time you had the technicolor yawn, as they like to say?
Saturday in Madrid.
Saturday in Madrid.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Jeffrey.
How did he get on the traveling team?
Jeff just went.
I went for myself.
Jeff wanted to go, man.
I will be out there next year, too.
When he heard they were going, he said, I'm going. And he got him a ticket and flew in and flew out.
How much was airfare? Just curious.
$400.
He got
round?
Round trip.
On what? I didn't know Spirit flew to Iberia,
who works directly with American.
So Iberia out of IAD, straight, direct?
Yep.
You didn't have to pay for toilets on the plane?
Nope.
What is Iberia Air? Where are they based out of?
I think Spain.
Okay.
From Madrid.
$400 round trip?
Yes, because as soon as they announced before I even knew I had a ticket to the game, I said, let me purchase my airfare.
And that's smart, man.
It was early.
Most punctual airlines worldwide, so says their website. Hola Madrid, Iberia. There you go. Serving Spain and other parts of the region. What about a hotel? Where'd you stay?
Oh, man. That was another story in itself. Man, well, the Airbnb I wanted to stay at, it was only about like $700-$800 for 3 days.
Okay.
But my boy, he decided he wanted to save a buck and put us.
Oh, boy.
In the hood of Madrid.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you got some culture.
Oh, yeah. Got a lot of culture.
Okay. So who went with you?
I went by myself. My boy, he was there with his.
Who's your boy?
His boo.
I'm not going to say his name because I don't know who all listened to this.
That's fine.
Station. But he was out there with his boo. And
okay.
I told them I wasn't third wheeling. I'm up and I'm out every morning.
Okay. But you shared an Airbnb with your boy and his boo.
Yes.
In the hood in Madrid.
In Madrid.
On a $400 round tripper on Iberia.
Yes.
What a great adventure.
Yeah, man.
I loved it.
I saw him more than his boy probably saw him.
I would have thought it would be far more expensive than that. That's amazing. So you can just flit over to Spain like it's nothing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. All right. Well, you know,
next year
you can root for London. Yep. Don't root for Brazil. Brazil's a lot farther away, number one. I think it's like 16 hours, maybe. Look that up. And then there's nothing to do. London would be a lot better. So you're down for London, right?
I'm down for whatever, Zabe.
You're down for whatever. Okay.
I'm there.
Are you down for what?
Huh?
It's a song.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't know
that. Okay. So if you go next year, just keep me in the loop. As a plus one. I'll even pay for some dinners. Okay?
Cool.
You know, Dad.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Daddy Zabe will jump in with your crew.
Daddy, no, I don't call nobody daddy.
Well, let me rephrase that. Uncle Baldo.
Yeah, they call him Uncle too. Don't worry.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go.
Yeah, Jeff called
Uncle. All right. So I want to talk about something that I could not believe was true. I just got back from Vegas, by the way. And it's unfortunate that F1 which I'm not into. I don't know if you are, B. Mitch, if you watch the Drive
somewhat.
To Survive
series. I watched some stuff. My son and my daughter-in-law, they're heavily into it.
Okay. And, you know, if you're into it, that's fine. That's great. You know, for me, I'm like, whatever. The F1 race has been a boondoggle, though, of epic proportions in the city of Vegas. There's about three casinos that benefit greatly from the high rollers, the whales that are attracted by this race every year. And I forget which ones they are. It's like Bellagio, Wynn, someone else. They're the ones that push this through to have this race there. Every other property on the strip and all these other businesses get hammered this week because the race just doesn't.
It takes up everything.
It just takes over.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I saw a tweet. You can get a room at the Flamingo for $8. Now, you still have to pay $50 resort fee, so it's a $58 room, and it is the Flamingo, which is pretty downscale.
Yeah.
But still, that's pretty good.
Yeah,
now,
$58.
That's $58 during F1 week.
Yeah.
They all thought that F1 week would take room rates and jack them to the moon, and they'd make a ton of money. No, it's the exact opposite. Also, you can get a general admission ticket.
Maybe people probably don't go at that time. Like,
I know.
Am I going
people
to
are now
Vegas?
Avoiding it. Right.
Yeah.
So you can also get a general admission ticket to the grandstands for F1 for $36.
Dang.
So this race is not nearly the kind of must-go, super popular.
Might be getting more play than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's one part of it. But there's another part of it in which Formula One is so tight in controlling everything about their operation, and especially when it comes to unauthorized media. They wallpaper over the glass walkways across Las Vegas Boulevard, so you cannot watch the race when you're walking across. You can get ticketed if you don't keep moving while going across this public walk bridge,
that's
which is crazy, only for Formula One. And then it gets the craziest I've seen so far, which is this letter from Treasure Island to visitors this week. According to reports, they will be subject to random security screenings in their own rooms during the race event.
So how are you going to get in my room?
Well, let me read you the letter. Dear valued hotel guest, this is on the Treasure Island letterhead. We would like to take this opportunity to thank you for selecting Treasure Island Hotel and Casino as your resort destination during your visit. We hope you are enjoying your stay. Okay, blah, blah. Get to the point. As mandated by the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Departments, room safety screenings will be conducted throughout the F1 Las Vegas event series. Security personnel will intermittently access each guest room for a brief safety check beginning at 9 a.m. each day and will continue periodically through the event each night from Thursday through Sunday, November 23rd.
Let me ask you this question, though. What is this safety check? What are you trying to protect me about making it safe? Safe for who?
They don't want anyone with long telephoto zoom lenses getting unauthorized footage of their precious little zoom.
So they can
zoom,
just walk in your room.
Race car race.
They can just walk in your room at
did
any
you
time.
Not hear the letter?
What if
they
what
not
if,
not can they? They will.
What if
they'll
I
they'll be coming into your room multiple times during the race.
So what if I have my chain on
do
my door.
Do not disturb?
Yeah, I put my chain on my door.
They might bust it down.
Well, you're going to have to bust it down because I will have my chain on the door. Why you have the chain on? I don't like people just walking in my damn room.
Of course not. Nobody does. And that's the insanity of this.
Who is going to just put the lens up and leave it if they know all this going on? Somebody's going to get pictures of it any damn way.
Of course.
Because they're making such a big deal, which makes the better people come out and handle the business.
It's just insane. The letter goes on to say, we understand this may be an inconvenience, and we truly appreciate your cooperation during this important safety procedure.
I think they know the people that are trying to do something. They're basically saying, you got to give it to everyone to make the people not know that you're on to them.
So you're saying this is more of a shot across the bow and not so much they're actually going to go into everyone's room multiple times?
Like, I get
times.
Some emails every once in a while talking about something I know I didn't do, and that normally offends me, but now I understand what they're doing. They can't directly say the person. So they got to send it to everybody to make everybody just aware of it, but they can't say it to the person, so...
It's just crazy because there's already so much coverage of this race and every sporting event in the world. But, you know, F1 is not special. They think they're special, but they're not. They're just a sporting event. And it's kind of a boring sporting event because the same three drivers win all the time.
Yeah.
Like, it's a joke in that regard.
It's Hamilton or the guy in the orange and black.
And then there's that skinny Italian guy.
Yeah.
And then there's the other guy, the Brazilian guy. Yeah, that guy. Right, yeah, those guys. The ones with all the money, with the best teams. They all win all the time, right?
They all win all the time,
yeah. Okay, so let's assume that this is true, that this actually happens. What would you do other than put the chain on your door, which they probably have some device that can unhook it, I don't know, or bust the door down? What would you do in response to that? Because my thought was, oh, you're going to come check on my room? You're not going to like it. I'm going to be spread out, buck-ass naked. I might be Donald ducking it, as the saying goes. Shirt with no pants, stuff strewn all around, and it's going to smell. I'm not going to clean up. Like, you will do a U-turn out of my room so quick if you come to, quote, inspect it.
Hey.
Who would put up with this?
Nobody.
This is just insane.
Yeah.
And the amount of control that F1 wants to have, the iron-fisted
grip. But why is it only one hotel?
I don't know if it is just one hotel. I don't know. It might be a couple of them. Again, I've read about these kind of things with F1 and this race in Vegas that are just insane.
Yeah.
So, anyway, if you have any thoughts on that, tweet us and let us know. If you've been the subject of a safety screening
in Vegas.
Okay, coming up.
Reach out to Bees, find out why that's happening.
Exactly. We're going to talk to John Walton from the Caps at 11, but also straight ahead, the Bills get thrashed last night by the Texans. B. Mitch is going to talk about that nasty D. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley's Abe sitting in on a Friday.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel Friday is turning it up with NBA Happy Hour. Every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, FanDuel is dropping limited time specials to get you in the zone. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all designed to bring that Friday energy. This isn't just another promo. It's your weekly pregame NBA Happy Hour. Every Friday, 6 to 7:30 Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to grab your reward before the clock expires. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Rewards are non-withdrawable. Restrictions apply, including bonus and token expiration, leg requirements, and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.